Welcome to Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. This is India's first gardening podcast. We are three amateurs who are crazy about gardening beyond our day jobs.
I'm Chandana, codename Adenium.
I am Ashish, codename Syngonium.
I'm Pallavi, codename Carnation.
तो बस देखते ही देखते हम पहुंच गए हैं 2021 के लास्ट मंथ पे एंड ऑल्सो द एंड ऑफ सीजन टू. वी हैड नेवर इमेजिन्ड वी वुड कम सो फार विद दिस पॉडकास्ट जर्नी. इट हैज़ बीन अ ग्रेट राइड ओवर द लास्ट टू सीजन्स, शेयरिंग आर एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड लर्निंग ऑन द वे थ्रू आर रिसर्च एंड आर इंटरैक्शंस. वी हैव कम आउट रिचर फ्रॉम आर इंटरैक्शंस, be it with the experts from Teri Meri Bagwani or all the comments and emails that we've received from all of you. Thank you for all the love. It is also the season of merriment and celebrations. So this episode focuses on celebrating our gardening journeys. In KYP, Pallavi will share all about poinsettia, the quintessential red-leaved plant that finds its way to most households and gives a very Christmassy feeling. Ho, ho, ho! Ashish will talk about aesthetic plants and how to use them all year round and especially during these winter months to keep our gardens and houses looking beautiful along with reaping the benefits of nature. Aur phir, Pallavi, jankari mein hame kuch bahut zaruri tips bataegi about how to care for citrus plants in winters. अब क्योंकि देर इज नो सेलिब्रेशन विदाउट गिफ्टिंग, मैं चंदना आपको बताऊंगी कैसे हमारे कुछ फ्रेंड्स अपने गार्डन से बनाते हैं ब्यूटिफुल गिफ्ट्स फॉर द कमिंग हॉलीडे सीजन. सो गेट योर ईयरपॉड्स और योर हेडफोन्स ऑन, फाइंड दैट कप ऑफ वार्म टी और द स्पेड टू वर्क द पॉट्स एंड लेट्स गेट स्टार्टेड विद सीजन 2 एपिसोड 8.
क्रिसमस आ रहा है और आपने अपनी शॉपिंग जरूर शुरू कर दी होगी, बट डू यू नो दैट यू कैन एक्चुअली गेट अ प्लांट दैट इज क्रिसमसी. आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट पॉइंसेटिया. आई एम पल्लवी. पॉइंसेटिया इज द क्विंटेसेंशियल क्रिसमस प्लांट. उसके लाल हरे पत्ते बिल्कुल क्रिसमस की थीम के साथ जाते हैं. द पॉइंसेटिया इज एक्चुअली अ शॉर्ट डे प्लांट. दिस मीन्स दैट इट्स फ्लावर्स डिवेलप दैट कलर व्हेन द डेज बिकम शॉर्ट एंड द नाइट बिकम्स लॉन्ग. सो ऑब्वियसली विंटर इनको बहुत ही ज्यादा सूट करता है. समर में आप देखेंगे कि जब दिन लंबा हो जाता है तो पॉइंसेटिया की पत्तियां ज्यादातर हरी रंग की आती हैं. दिस इज कॉल्ड इट्स ग्रोइंग फेज एंड ड्यूरिंग दिस टाइम यू शुड प्लेस इट इन आइदर अ वेल लिट लोकेशन जहां पे आपको सिर्फ 6-7 घंटे धूप आती है, या फिर आप उसको फुल सन में भी रख सकते हैं. पॉइंसेटिया डजंट नीड अ लॉट ऑफ केयर. यू कैन वाटर इट वंस अ वीक ड्यूरिंग द विंटर एंड वंस अ डे ड्यूरिंग द समर्स. And because they can grow in both part shade and full sunshine, they do make great indoor plants. To keep your poinsettia happy and growing, you can give it an all-purpose fertilizer every 2 to 3 weeks. And then once a year, repot it into a larger pot. Agar aapko ek paudhe se bahut sare paudhe banane hai, to you can also propagate poinsettia plant through stem cuttings. You can prune the plants in March after Easter, and you can prune it quite hard to about 1 foot above the ground. And these stem cuttings you can use to propagate for next year. In about a month's time, the stem cutting will actually start giving out a new plant. And it survives very well during the summer to bloom in winter. Do keep in mind that poinsettia is mildly poisonous to dogs and cats. So please keep your pets away from poinsettia. Lastly, if you feel that your poinsettia is not bushy enough, you can pinch the growing tip to encourage branching. You can do this after you have about 5 or 6 leaves on your existing plant. Pinching will result in a bushy and rounded plant. But do not pinch after the middle of August. Otherwise, it will interfere with the color that you get to see in winters. So there you have it. Poinsettia is an easy to grow plant, easy to take care of. And because it fits in very well with the Christmas season, it is a must have in your house. तेरी मेरी बागवानी में हम गार्डनर्स की रियल स्टोरीज लेकर आएंगे.
तेरी मेरी बागवानी विद मी चंदना. In the last episode, I had talked about how plants make the perfect gifts for the festive season. And surprisingly, while compiling the comments and emails we've received from our audience, we figured that a lot of you had shared unique ideas of how you create gifts out of your gardens. तो हमने सोचा इस बार तेरी मेरी बागवानी में है हम इन सब आइडियाज को कंपाइल करके आपके साथ शेयर करें। अब जैसे एक लिस्नर गुड़गांव से हैं, उन्होंने शेयर किया हाउ शी स्टार्ट्स मेकिंग जेड कटिंग्स इन अगस्त सितंबर एंड पुट्स देम इन ओल्ड सॉसर्स कप्स ग्लासेस एक्सेट्रा टू प्रेप देम फॉर द गिफ्टिंग सीजन इन दिसंबर। द कटिंग Hold roots and grow new shiny leaves in 3 months and these make for amazing gifts, perfect for the Christmas season. The small size pots are perfect to fit in with the Christmas decors on mantles and shelves, as well as jade is very easy to care and hence a gift with benefits but not a burden. This is some timely green thinking, my friend. Kudos to you is what I say. Another listener from Bangalore shared with us how she prepares planters from coconut shells and then creates macrame holders for the same. They do use a lot of coconut, you see. She started doing this a few years ago, she had shared with us, as a hobby and was so overwhelmed with the love and appreciation she received from a couple of her friends that she had gifted these to, that her confidence and the number of planters have been going up every year. She shared that this year she's already done 50 of them because now her friends want to gift the same to their friends and hence are giving her orders to prepare these. She always uses pathos or money plant as we commonly know or turtle vine cuttings for these planters as these plants grow beautifully in the sizes that she uses and can be hung both indoors and outdoors. What an idea! I really need to brush up my SUPW classes and turn up some macrame ropes too. I'm very inspired. So thank you for sharing with us. Another friend from Pune wrote about how she makes croton cuttings in July, August, again, the ripe season, to create small plants that can be gifted around Diwali and Christmas. The bright foliage really brings great celebratory feeling and she throws in big designer planters as side gifts so that people can transplant these small plants into those big planters when the shift is needed in February or March when spring sets in. I think that's very thoughtful. And again, a friend from Meerut talked about naturally detoxing lemongrass dried leaves and tulsi dried leaves that she prepares from her backyard to share with her friends throughout the winter season. She says that she has received so much love in return for this simple gift and she says it only takes her some advanced planning and a good utilization of a corner of her garden. I think as an avid gardener, I really love this idea. Organically grown lemongrass and tulsi leaves, I think, is the best gift that we can give to our friends during winters. How do you leverage your gardens for some green gifts this festive season? We would really love to hear from all of you. So please do share with us. Maybe you will inspire some of us to try some new ideas and use our gardens to everyone's advantage.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who just shifted to a new house. While they were busy in decorating their house, they were also looking to add greenery to it. But being a beginner, they were skeptical for getting plants that would require high maintenance and were not keen on getting seasonal plants. So I suggested them to explore for ornamental plants which would not only be long-lasting but would embellish the home by simply adding on to the aesthetic value of the space. Hi, I am Ashish and thought today I should speak on some of the ornamental plants which a beginner like my friend can easily plant and take care of. तो शुरुआत करेंगे हम पहले snake plant से. If you have ever seen this plant, it must have instantly caught your attention with its uncomplicated leaf design. Tall, lens-like, erected leaves of green rising perpendicular from the ground up. The leaves sometimes have variations or come in different shades depending on the species. It is one of the best air purifying plants you can have at home and the best choice for new gardeners and those who are looking for more architectural aesthetic in their green spaces. You know, snake plant ek bahut simple plant hai and it's very easy to maintain as far as water, light and fertilizers are concerned. You can literally just put them in a corner and marvel at them every day. It doesn't require direct sunlight and can happily live in partial sunlight to low light corners of your bedrooms. Water your plants only when the entire potting mix is dry. That means in summers you can water it once in 10 to 12 days and in winters once a month is sufficient. The other most loved plant for bright interiors and easy to care is Areca palm. I'm sure once you place this plant in your living room, it would become the center of attraction in no time with their feathery frond that sway gently in the breeze. In terms of care, Areca palm ko jyada kuch nahi chahiye. Agar aapne tabletop size plant se shuruaat kari hai, to with proper care, ye 6 se 10 inch har saal grow karke, it can reach up to approximately 6 feet height in indoor environment. Isko partial to bright direct sunlight chahiye hoti hai. So place it near a bright lit window when placed indoors. Water it when top 2 inches of soil is dry. This is one of the plants jisme root rotting ki problem bahut easily hoti hai. So ensure that you are not overwatering it. Another plant that I would want to mention about is Zamioculcus zamifolia. I know, thoda difficult naam hai. Aur isliye ye commonly ZZ plant ke naam se bhi jana jata hai. It is another plant that can grow happily in the widest range of conditions. And it is so cool that it is almost unreal. And guests would be touching it to just make sure. The plants grow in the shape of wands arcing out of the soil with shiny leaves arranged along the length. It is an excellent plant of choice for people with a brown thumb or are just starting out. It's the easiest plant you could ever have and it is also an excellent air purifier. Is plant ko aap direct sunlight in your balcony se lekar low light in your living room mein bhi rakh sakte hain. The frequency of watering it depends on the amount of light it gets. Plants in brighter light need more frequent watering and vice versa. In general, jab aapke pot ki sari mitti sook jaye tab isme pani dalein, lekin zyada dene se sookha na rehne de. These are some of the ornamental plants which you can begin with, but the list is long, like aloe vera, song of India, crotons, money plants, peace lily, etc. Ab plants humne choose kar liye, but the next question which comes to mind is about planters. Hum baat kar rahe hain about aesthetics and decoratives, to hamare planters bhi trendy hone chahiye, and just not those mitti ya cement ke gamle. When rightly chosen, planters enhance the look of your plants and add your own personal touch. You can still use your earthen planters and put them inside a variety of fancy planters like modern geometric ceramic pots, colorful tiled pots or even wooden pots. Aajkal roadsides mein you can see a lot of tabletop pots in different shapes and sizes, sleek and simple pots with wooden or metallic stands. Planters with a stand doesn't eat up your floor space and elevate the plants. If you want to go for a simple warmth and shine, you can even go for gold or copper floor planters. Aajkal apartments mein choti balcony hoti hain and lot of people find it difficult to have plants kyunki plants lagane se balcony space khatam ho jata hai. By having laddered stands, hanging planters on ceilings or by hanging them on their railings, aap kam space mein bhi balcony garden ka anand le sakte hain. So I hope this helps aesthetics of your house by adding the greenery to it.
Winter season ke bare mein mujhe sabse achhi baat jo lagti hai are the citrus fruits. कितने सारे संतरे, मौसमी और कीनू मिलने लगते हैं. When I was in Australia, actually the orange tree was the only one that gave us fruit for every year that we were there. The first year we got one or two really small ones which were not really worth eating. But after that we used to get about 10 to 20 every season. And they were really better than what we would get in the market. If you don't have any citrus plants, then do check out some dwarf citrus plants that you can grow in your balcony. They don't take up a lot of space. You can fit them in a larger pot. The fruits that you will get from them are totally worth it. And if you have citrus plants, then today I'm going to tell you how to take care of them in the winter. The winter season is a dormant season for most of our plants, and this is true for citrus as well. So during this time, you should not stress out your citrus plants at all. आप उसकी गुड़ाई मत करिए, उसकी डंडियां नहीं काटिए और किसी भी टाइप की प्रूनिंग नहीं करनी है. पर आप उसकी थोड़ी सी सफाई कर सकते हैं. For example, you can remove some of the dried stems which are definitely dead. And the way you can tell if a stem is dead is by scraping the skin of the stem. So agar aap usko thoda sa scrape karenge, agar andar se wo aapko hara dikh raha hai, to that is not dead. But agar wo andar se sukha sa lag raha hai, brown color ka hai, to wo definitely mar chuka hai. To aap in type ki dandiyon ko apne paude se hata sakte hain. Take a clean pair of secateurs and make a clean cut as close to the main stem as possible. You can also clear away the dead leaves and anything else that has settled on the soil in the plant. This will ensure that it keeps getting oxygen from the atmosphere and it doesn't feel suffocated. While you shouldn't disturb the soil of the citrus, you can add manure to the plant. Just add it at the top of the soil, and so every time you water it, a little bit of the manure will get absorbed into the soil. But do leave a little gap around the stem. Don't let the manure touch the stem. आप एक मुट्ठी बोन मील और एक मुट्ठी नीम खली मिला के सिट्रस के लिए मैन्योर बना सकते हैं. सर्दी में इन पौधों को ज़्यादा पानी की भी ज़रूरत नहीं है, तो आप थोड़ा थोड़ा ही पानी दीजिएगा जब आपको लगे कि मिट्टी सूख रही है. और जब आप पानी देंगे तो कभी भी मेन स्टेम के ऊपर पानी नहीं दीजिएगा, सिर्फ आप गमले के कोने कोने में पानी दीजिए. सो देर इज़ नो ग्रोथ इन द सिट्रस ड्यूरिंग डिसम्बर एंड जनवरी, बट आफ्टर दैट द फ्लावरिंग स्टार्ट्स ऑन अ मेच्योर सिट्रस ट्री. And you will start to see the little white flowers with the yellow center developing on all your mature trees. In fact, the citrus flower also attracts a lot of bees and other pollinators. Once your citrus plants develop the flowers, you can reduce the frequency and the amount of water that you're giving to the plant. Agar aap pani kam nahi karenge, to isse aapke phalon pe farak pad sakta hai. You must have seen that sometimes the citrus fruit splits. This is because there's too much water flowing into the fruit. So after you see the flower and during the stage when the tree is developing the fruit, reduce the frequency and amount of water that you give to the plant. And the last thing to do is when you start seeing the flowers, you can give manure to the plant again. So this should be around February. If you follow these tips to take care of your citrus trees during the winter, you'll have a great harvest next year.
With this, we come to the end of another great experience of sharing, learning, exploring, and relearning a lot about gardening. We hope you would all find this episode interesting and invigorating to keep you focused on your gardening journey through the winter months and the festive season. We wish you the best of times with your loved ones and a great relaxing time for you to rejuvenate and refresh, as well as a good hibernation time for all your summer plants. We will take a season break now to generate new ideas, assimilate your feedback, and work on the next avatar of your loved podcast. If you want to listen to our episodes regularly, for all the episodes that have been aired till now, please subscribe to it on Google Podcast, Spotify, Apple, Gaana, or JioSaavn. All our episodes are available on these platforms and you can go back and listen to them again. If you are looking for a specific topic or if you want to refresh your knowledge about a specific plant, just search for Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram to get regular updates. If you want to share a voice message or a picture with us, do send us a DM on Instagram. See you on the other side of the break. Happy gardening till then.